We're very sorry, Mrs. O'Rourke.
Oh, please don't be. It's fine, really. I'm fine now. It's just a finger.
That's not what I meant, Mrs. O'Rourke. I'm afraid we've been instructed to tell you that.
See, honestly, you get used to doing without the finger. At first you think it's a big deal and then you learn to use the other hand. I looked up and saw the two of them watching me, grey-faced and serious. Neon crackled. On the wall clock, a fresh minute snapped over the old one. The really funny thing is, I still feel it, you know? My finger, I mean. This missing one. Sometimes it actually itches. And I go to scratch it and there's nothing there, of course. And in my dreams, my finger grows back, and I'm so happy to have it back, even though I've learned to do without it. Isn't that silly? I miss it, do you see? It itches. The young officer took a deep breath and looked down at his notebook.
Your husband was found unconscious at your property shortly after 9 this morning, Mrs. O'Rourke. Your neighbour heard cries and placed a 999 call to the effect that a male was apparently in distress. Police attended the address and forced entry to an upstairs room at 9:15 a.m. when Andrew O'Rourke was found unconscious. Our officers did everything they could and an ambulance attended and removed the casualty. But I am very sorry to tell you, Mrs. O'Rourke, that your husband was pronounced dead at the scene at, here we are, 9:33 a.m. The policeman closed his pad.
We're very sorry, madam.
I picked up my phone. The new text was indeed from Andrew.
So sorry, it said. He was sorry.
I switched the phone and myself onto silent mode. The silence lasted all week. It rumbled in the taxi home. It howled when I picked up Charlie from nursery. It crackled on the phone call with my parents. It roared in my ears while the undertaker explained the relative merits of oak and pine caskets. It cleared its throat apologetically when the obituary's editor of the Times telephoned to check some last details. Now the silence had followed me into the cold, echoing church. How to explain death to a 4-year-old superhero? How to announce the precipitous arrival of grief? I hadn't even accepted it myself. When the policeman told me that Andrew was dead, my mind refused to contain the information.